listening to The Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that feels like a holiday Friday to me. Doing a little maintenance tomorrow, be a best of show. Going to Vegas next week, got Bon, Phil, and host all next week. And we're taking your phone calls today at 844-967-2789. And in just a few minutes, the glorious re-rack, a D-bag of the day. I can't wait. It's a Christmas miracle. We're going to share it with you, but back to the phones. First and foremost, a couple of our good friends, Ronnie, Profane Ronnie. How you doing, sister?
Hey, I'm good. Oh, my God. CJ made me LOL. Did you catch it? You didn't respond, but you had to have heard it when he said, "We're going to live with COVID for the rest of our lives because there were 18 before this." CJ, that's not why it's called COVID-19. It was discovered in 2019. That's why it's called 19. There weren't 18 COVIDs before this, you idiot. Sorry, I shouldn't be shouting.
Ronnie, you got to pick your battles, sister. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
man.
You make an excellent point. I'm not sure that he made an excellent point.
Oh, my God. I think it was Sarah Palin that started putting that out. I mean, give me a break. Really? Oh, thank you, CJ. You literally made me LOL today. Have a great weekend. Have a great vacation, Crudy. Love you.
Thanks, Merry Ronnie. Christmas. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Fancy.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's a lot easier to go and miss those type of things when he changes subjects the second you go and rebut the first one. Like, before you even move on, we're changing the subject, changing the subject,
we
changing the subject.
We talked about that, though. That's flooding the zone, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're learning that from their right-wing talk radio host and from their Foxy News favorites. That's flooding the zone. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome back. What do you got for us, Jeannie?
I gotta say, Ronnie made my day. That's a good way to look at it. But, you know, I used to listen to these guys every single day for probably about 5, 6, 7 years, fighting back, studying what they were going to talk about the next day, calling in and trying to fight back against all the lies and rumors and the crap that they spread. And they're so good at it, you know. It's just like she said and Brian said, as soon as you start answering a question or questioning them on what they have to say, they change the subject. And it's like, I like a little buzzer or something. Every time they lie, I used to call them and go, ding, 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 ding. You know, every time I catch them lying, I mean, they lie all the time. It's too bad you don't have some kind of, you know, boy, that would stop them from lying, maybe. Too bad they couldn't have some kind of shocking device. Every time there's a lie, go through the phone, give them a little shocker and say, hey, get back with reality here. We live in the real world. Anyway, I had a call in and just say thanks, guys, for the great job you're doing. Enjoy you as always, and you're really a great asset to our state. So good luck when you're on the show. I'll try to be tuning in, sending you good vibes when you're on Fox.
Well, you'll see if I've been winded from having to walk over to the studio or whether I arrive in, you know, air-conditioned comfort.
Remember to have your wits about, yeah. Do a good job. Do it like you do it on the radio. Kick their butts. I love it. Goodbye.
All right, Jeannie. Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas to you, Jeannie. Real quick, I know we've got a few other callers, and we'll get to them as quickly as we can. But, you know, there's been this shadow cast to the universe, and I had to respond. We have to award a D-bag of the day, but let me set the stage with sound. Let's play it for the people. Fancy Brian, here is my competitor, question mark, Righty Whitey talk radio host, Clan O'Donnell from the state of Wisconsin, and he cast a little shade at yours truly, but let's get started. First and foremost, CJ calls this show. I don't think a lefty could call into Dan's show, and here's why I know that's the case. Play cut six.
We never present ourselves as a free and open forum. This is not a Danocracy. This is a Dan-tatorship.
Oh, he's so clever. But it's true. It's not a town hall style. It is truly you know, they screen you and they only let you on if you agree with them. More of Dan O'Donnell, Clint O'Donnell, bit smug here, but he's been banned from YouTube. That's my understanding. Cut 7.
And while there are a whole lot of leftists who will say, well, Dan, and they think that what I love is that they think they're so smart when they say this. This is just capitalism, man. Isn't this the free market? YouTube can do whatever it wants. Sure it can.
Sure it can. And it banned you, Dan, from their platform for spreading misinformation. And Fancy Brian, it started with an interview with Ron Johnson, you know, the misinforming U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Then it was gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Yeah, just because you spread some misinformation about the COVID on your fine show that's being transmitted to YouTube and YouTube shuts you down. Well, they are a private corporation. And to some degree, Dan, it is capitalism. They can set their terms of service and deny it to you. But here's the shady cast on yours truly. Let's play for the people. Clan O'Donnell, cut 8.
YouTube has special protections in the law.
I can't sue YouTube.
Let's say some lefty, let's say the, is the liberal talk, is there the two guys who do the liberal talk, devil's advocates, are they still, if they say something, and frankly, liberal talk can't exist without ad hominem attacks every 2 or 3 minutes. Let's say they defame me.
Let's say they say
something about me that's just totally not true. It's said with malicious intent because I'm a public figure. YouTube cannot be sued over what they say about me. I couldn't sue YouTube and say, you're liable.
I have no malicious intent. And I can say this and protect myself with the truth. But you, Dan O'Donnell, righty-whitey talker, you, sir, are the D-bag of the day.
D-bag of the day.
Now, I hope, you know, no one can sue YouTube over me declaring public figure Clan O'Donnell to being D-bag of the day. You know, I hope that doesn't, you know, get us in trouble, get us shut off of YouTube.
No, I think you're being accurate in your reporting. I just need to point out that the clip we played literally beforehand was within 2 or 3 minutes of an ad hominem attack because he was talking about liberals and doing an ad hominem attack. And then a couple of seconds later, he complained about how liberals do ad hominem attacks. So real good job.
Do you think I should give Klan a shout out when I'm on Foxy News this weekend?
No, I think he'll just shout at himself and enjoy it. Like he normally does.
I think it's probably more likely he touches himself while watching the Fox News.
Hey, you know what? You know, to each their own. Some people have their own thing. And then good for him. I'm happy that he's exploring his own inner sexuality.
Dan O'Donnell, you, sir, are today's D-bag of the day. It's a really big award. Come back. Hour 2 of the Devil's Advocates is next. It's a Thursday that feels like a Friday. Your phone calls welcome all hour long at 844-967-2789.
It's a major award.